The rest of the story. The science of optics, in particular that of computerized image enhancement, has progressed to the point that an orbiting satellite can count the dimples on an earthbound golf ball. Similarly, scientists on Earth can now look up and enumerate the missing tiles on the belly of an orbiting space shuttle. In the past, NASA has preferred the world not to know all that it can do, but we can do it. In 1979, the high-tech process of digital image analysis was turned to the scrutiny of a piece of linen cloth, a curiously marked and controversial herringbone twill linen cloth, long treasured by the Roman Catholic Church as the shroud used in the burial of Jesus. Ironically, when the Shroud of Turin was first exhibited publicly some 600 years ago, church officials warned that it was to be viewed as a representation. Church officials said that surely it was not the authentic shroud of the Savior himself. But recent years, that liturgical skepticism has been challenged by, of all things, the scientific community. A parade of pathologists and physicists and chemists and textile experts has now re-examined the relic, and almost all concur that the image mysteriously imprinted thereon, the face, indeed the entire body, was produced by a three-dimensional something, most likely a deceased human. Bloodstains correspond appropriately. Wounds in every way suggest a crucifixion as described in the biblical account of Christ's. Even the fabric itself is impregnated with microscopic pollen from plants which thrive only in the Holy Land. And then arose the issue of the coins. It was a Jewish custom at the time of Jesus to place coins over the eyes of the dead. In the image of the shroud, these coins are all but invisible. However, in 1979, advancing technology caught up with the questions, and the supposed coins were scrutinized by digital image analysis. And the results of this examination, well, only one of the coins was clearly enough defined to be identified. But that coin, the one over the right eye, if genuine, did fit the general place and time of Jesus. But hold the phone. How could it be genuine? No way. For on that one discernible coin, the inscription was misspelled. Where the letter K should have been, appeared the letter C instead. And thus pronounced the skeptics, the shroud's forger had betrayed himself, for it was agreed among numismatists worldwide that the coin depicted on the shroud, as inscribed, never existed. And now you know, oh no you don't. That scientific pronouncement was made in 1979. Since September of 1981, at least four authentic ancient coins have been discovered with identical misspellings, and each of those coins was issued by the Roman governor of Palestine, Pontius Pilate. And one of those newly discovered coins, we are now certain, was issued in 29 A.D., which scholars currently believe was the precise year of the crucifixion. Do we now know the rest of the story?